I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Waking Dublin up. In the
morning. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I noticed this, right, over the past couple of weeks, and I just thought it was me having bad luck. I get myself sparkling water.
Oh, yes.
Trying to get off the fizzy drinks. So even it has happened with my Diet Cokes as well, all right?
Good.
Buy a bottle of Diet Coke. Now I'm buying a bottle of sparkling water.
Good man.
Sticking a lemon into it like you told me to do.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really refreshing, but it's not Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But every time.
The fizziness kind of makes you feel like you're having something.
I can help you up your game on your...
Well, please do, yes, because I struggle quite a bit to get off the fizzy drinks. But anyway, I'm there drinking and I'm going, for Jesus. And then I do it. I'm going, and I was like, am I having bad luck? And then over the weekend, I was chatting to someone and telling them my bad luck.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's not bad luck. That's everywhere now. When did the bottles and the lids not become attached?
Oh, they're dear. Connected and they upset me.
Has
they
this been a thing?
Now, if you've ever been driving with a large bottle of water,
yeah, this morning,
and your lid falls off on the floor and you have to drink it all then when you're driving, you have to one hand your Volvic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only time, this happened to me twice, that's the only time this thing would be handy. I can't stand it. The lid is going up your nose when you're drinking.
Oh my God, but yeah, and as well, it's got little sharp, pointy edges, so it's just getting up your nose.
But when was this launched? When did we get a meeting about this?
It must be something to do with that recycle thing.
Oh, so you need the lid on top of it.
It happened around the same time, yeah.
Oh, that would make sense. But honestly, it's annoying, especially now I treated myself to a smoothie the other day.
God.
And then when I tried to take it off, you know the way sometimes it kind of juts back, like it kind of flicks at you. So I just got loads of smoothie smacked into my face because I tried to push the lid down. It just went.
There's more sugar in a smoothie than there is in a Coke.
Is there? Yeah. What about fruit?
Happy Monday.
Oh, stop. I thought
fruit's
good.
Fruit's good, yeah. I'm just spitting the facts.
Oh, great, Jim. I bought one this week. I bought one for my lunch across. Today. For a side
a lemon and some sparkling water. There you go.
There you go. That's nothing to do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I just thought it was me. When I was getting them all the time,
no.
I was like, it must be just bad luck.
Oh, so you thought they were all just duds?
Oh,
I thought they were all dud bottles.
Yeah.
And then I just said it to someone over the weekend and they were like, no, there's like, that happens everywhere now. These bottles now have lids that
pain.
Are undetachable.
So, well, actually, what's going to happen now? You know the way when you go to gigs and if you ever buy a bottle of water, they always take the lids off you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they'll still take the lids off you?
That is a good
Remember,
point.
Why do they take the lids
they take
off
the
you?
They take the
as
lids
well?
Off you so you can't fill it with drink. Put the lid on and throw it at their favourite band to kill them.
Yeah, but
weapons.
If they're now all stuck to it,
yeah.
They won't be able to do that anymore.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll take it
I'm
off.
I'm going to have to go to a gig to find out. I'll research this.
It's very annoying.
It is very annoying.
Let's forget about that machine. Those machine things. Who cares about that? It's that thing where you're kind of you hurt me nose.
It just keeps going in your eye and your nose. Yeah, it's a pain. Yeah, no, they're not all duds.
I thought it was just my luck.
The world is now to get you, Crossy.
Having bad luck.
Everyone's
like
the same.
Crossy's like, I'm just trying to be healthy and drink sparkling water. Why is the world out against me?
There's loads of little things in my nose. You know the way it scrapes it.
You can hold it, hold the cap in your hand as you're drinking.
Oh, but it's just a really you're holding it very close to the neck.
It is. It's not nice.
No.
It's not
so
nice.
We all know that it happens to all of us.
It happens
now.
To everybody. That's
we're
okay.
All annoyed.
Is this on every brand of water?
No, it's on the Diet Cokes as well. It's on every drink that you can get. It's even on the cheap drinks that you buy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I've noticed it everywhere.
It must be to do with those things.
It must be got to do with the
yolks. That must be, because it happened around the same time. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. I saw somebody, the guy from Mondo from Fair City.
He said something funny.
He said your dad takes pictures of those machines when they're not working. And it's true.
It's so
anybody's
true.
Anybody's dad's on Facebook, this isn't working. It's
Go
a
on,
disgrace.
Man,
we had to talk about the Virgin Awards the other night. You were there.
The Virgin
Media
the
Awards.
The Virgin Media Awards, yeah. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what it is. This Virgin.
Yeah, what would you call it?
The
Virgin
VIPs.
Glamour Awards.
The VIP Awards.
Is that what VIP stands for? Virgin. Is it,
Virgin in person.
Everybody
Awards.
From Virgin was there.
You know what? I'm actually very glad that I'm a part of the Virgin gang. Because when I was in getting my makeup done or get my hair done, they were like, oh, will you come out? Well, do you mind if we come around to you and we'll do like a quick interview? And I was there like, I don't know. And it was with the 6 o'clock show. So they're like, right, we're going to come and do an interview with you. And I was like, okay, fine. Once again, just trying to be relatable with no makeup on. I was like, I look a state, but let's call it relatability.
Yeah.
And the girl that was doing my hair, Lauren Brennan, is a huge fan of the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Hey, Lauren. And I was saying to her, I was like, I'm going to be fully showing you off on TV. Are you ready? And she was like, I can't believe you dragged me on. And then I was like, oh, what can you do? And then my mom was like, you were on the 6 o'clock show. So oh. I'm happy that I have my foot in the virgin door now.
Oh, no, absolutely. Of course.
What did everyone think?
Was there anybody else there?
People loved the tassels.
That is a good question. Go back to Jim's
Wait,
question
what did you
there.
Say?
Was there anybody else there from any other media organisation?
There was a good few RTE heads.
Oh yeah, not Dancing with the Stars.
They must have kept quiet then. The only person that I saw that was not Virgin was Nuala Carey. That was the only person I saw that was not RTE.
Oh yes, Nuala was there.
Can I ask about style and lads and style, right?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to probably die on my own sword here now, right?
Okay. I'll take this, Zainab. Okay. I'll take this question.
So in my eyes, style is something that if you're heading out with the lads on a Friday night, you're going to wear those clothes.
Yeah, like
so
you're looking like dapper. Is that kind of thing?
Fingless, cabin tealy, ballybrack, moat, muff, wherever you're from, all right?
Yes.
You want to wear the clothes that's someone's style.
Yeah.
What in the name of God were those lads wearing that were up for the Style Awards? They were not, that's not, that is not style. Style to me is something that everyone wants to be. Your dress.
Is it the Virgin Media and Met Gala? Is that what's going on there? Is that what's going on?
I can't.
Is that the memo?
I honestly.
Because it's like they are very glamorous looking. Like the weather guy. What's his name?
Derek.
Derek. He really went for it, didn't he? Full tilt.
Oh, he went
very glamorous.
He went up to present an award, and he was like, "I'm wearing a gold blouse."
Yeah, like he would fit in at the Met Gala. Like he went for it. And Lyra looked.
Oh, Lyra
looked like Lady Gaga or something.
Yeah. There was a lot of massive dresses. Like there was ones that were like, I was in the queue for the red carpet, so we all had to queue up and wait for our turn. And I was like, maybe like 10th in line, waiting for my chance. And there was this girl with this massive, like huge train, and the photographer Brian was like, can anybody help this? Can anybody help Niamh with her dress? And everybody was like,
no.
Nobody
help her.
Nobody budged. So I ran up and was like, because I haven't worked, you know the way if you've been a bridesmaid or whatever.
So
I was there like trying to go like, whoosh, with
her
train.
Nice of
you. I was like, bam. Wow.
Bit of gossip. I heard there was one person there being very nasty to a lot of people.
Oh.
It was
people,
me.
I'm not going to say what sex it was.
Wait, what?
But there was one person being really nasty and a lot of different factions who would go, yes, queen, thinking this person is amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Now is starting to go, oh, I don't think this person is nice.
Oh, my God, I need
Made
to know who that was.
A girl cry.
Stop.
Whoa.
Not too bad. And yourself, sir. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm raging
goodness.
I didn't go to it.
Stop.
I'm sure you can't say who it is.
I wouldn't mind my
For legal fact. Reasons.
Oh, my
By
gosh.
The way, can I just say your dress was phenomenal and it's called fringing.
Not tasseling.
It's fringing, no tassels.
Oh, I was telling everybody.
No, tassels
I was like,
were
look.
Damaged.
Tassels.
Yeah.
I was shaking.
It was shaking. It's good. No, the dress looked amazing.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Go on to our Instagram page. Have a look at it. Make a comment.
Zainab Official. Thanks, guys.
And well done to all the winners from Virgin.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Inst2Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Oh yeah, the coffee's kicking in. Freaks, Mega Mix from Al Gibbs is coming up. So you know it's Friday and Kelly is here to play. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right, I'm glad.
Are you buzzing for Friday? Buzzing the fact it's the weekend?
The kids are off school now for the rest of the weekend, so I'm happy.
Kelly, I can't really see your profile picture, but it looks like it's professionally shot. Is it?
No, it's just a good filter.
It's a really good filter.
We love a filter.
It's a selfie. It looks like a professional photograph. Well done. Right. We have 10 questions. Do you know the rules of this, yeah?
I do. Right.
How do you usually do when you listen in every morning?
there's been some mornings I'd be getting a 10 and screaming at the radio, why didn't you ring me?
Well, today's your lucky day.
Yeah, well, today could be your 10, Kelly, because the questions,
hopefully.
I know. Yes, we're crossing everything for you.
I think they are doable.
I think they're definitely doable.
I know I say that a lot, but I'm telling you, these, Kelly, if they suit you, you're going to be laughing, okay?
What would be the first thing you do if you won $2,000?
Well, we're going away in September, so I'll probably put something off that. That'd be...
Oh, where are you going? We're so nosy here.
We're going to just Costa del Sol.
Oh,
Viva
the
Costa del Sol.
Okay, well, look, let's pay for a few refreshments in Costa del Sol. Best of luck, Kelly. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1, go. What type of animal is a German shepherd?
Dog.
Ron Weasley is a character in which movies?
Harry Potter.
Where on your face would you apply blush makeup?
Your cheeks.
What is 62 plus 62?
124.
True or false? Niall Horan has a song called My Crazy Westmeath Lady.
False.
Which version has more episodes, The Office UK or The Office USA?
The Office USA.
Perry Edwards is on the show later this morning. What girl band was she a member of?
Little Mix.
Nace and Leakslip are in which county?
Kildare.
Jurgen Klopp is the manager of what football team?
Liverpool.
And in street signs, what shape is the red and white yield sign?
Triangle.
Okay.
And you got time them so left, quickly. Kelly. Yeah.
14 seconds left to go. That is a very fast selection of answers.
And we can breathe.
Okay, right. Let's go through them.
Kelly, the first one. What type of animal is a German shepherd? You said dog. That is correct. Good old Ron Weasley is in Harry Potter. 2 out of 2. Where in your face would you apply blush makeup? Your cheek or cheekbones? 3 out of 3. What is 62 plus 62? 124. So you got 4 out of 4. And here's question number 5. True or false? Niall Horan has a song called My Crazy Westmeath Lady. And the answer is false. And you said false.
Okay, question 6. Which version had more episodes? The Office UK or The Office USA? You said The Office USA. That was right. So 6 out of 6. Perry Edwards is on the show later this morning. What girl band was she a member of? You said Little Mix. That was right. Nace and Leakslip are in which county? Kildare. You got that right.
Yeah, and number 9 is?
Jurgen Klopp is the manager of what football team? You said Liverpool.
That is correct. Now, the one that, you know what, I don't know if I would have got it right. In street signs, what shape is the red and white yield sign? Would you have got that right? I don't know if I've got
it. I would have had
that.
To take a little bit of time to go, stops a hexagon and which
I'm
is
no
the...
good at all that sort of stuff.
It's a circle is the answer. It's a circle. You said triangle. It's actually a circle.
Kelly, you were so close.
So close, Kelly.
I thought it was the upside down triangle.
Yeah, the upside down. That sounds like a song, doesn't it? The upside down triangle.
Goes jingle.
Kelly, where are you right now?
I'm standing outside the kids' school.
And have the kids, the kids left you?
One of them is in the car.
Ah, okay. Right, who'd you have in the car with you there?
Caden.
Ah, Caden. Kids waiting. Okay.
Kelly, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm very giddy. I mentioned at the beginning there that the coffee kicked in. I'm feeling a bit giddy this morning.
Fidgety, one might say.
And yeah, I just told you a big fat lie.
You're joking me.
The street sign.
The street
red
sign.
Red white yield sign is
it's an upside down triangle.
Triangle.
Kelly, you have just won 2,000 euros on Instagram.
I can't believe it.
And we were going to do a video call. I'd love to have seen the tears, but anyway. You preferred audio. Okay. Well done. You've just won $2,000. Costa del Sol is going to get lit up like a Christmas tree.
How do you feel, Kelly? Explain to everyone what is going through your mind right now.
Shaking right now. Absolutely shaking right now.
Oh, we're delighted.
I feel like bringing me ma.
What's your ma's name?
Tracy.
I'm sure she's listening. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Do you know what you need to do? You need to take a tiny bit of that money and bring your ma Tracy out for a bite to eat somewhere in Blanchardstown. Just you and her, and someone else can mind the kids.
That's the plan. I think I might go for a drink tonight as well.
Might be
perfect.
Needed.
Great enjoy. Idea.
I think that's a good
Kelly.
Idea. Kelly, you have just won €2,000 on FM4's Instagram. You are our latest winner. And we are
thanks
delighted
so
for you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thanks a million. Enjoy the very good.
Enjoy the celebrating, Kelly.
I think you need to take a seat, Kelly. I can feel it in your voice. You're kind of going, oh. Caden, get out of that car right now. Help your mom.
Cheers, Kelly. You've put us in the mood for the weekend now.
Woo.
Have a great
thanks
one.
Brilliant.
Bye. Bye.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM104. That is a winner on Instagram. We have tickets and meet and greets for Olivia Rodrigo coming up. You can win yourself a Jeep Avenger as we breakfast anywhere on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And Perry Edwards is on the show later on this morning. And Al Gibbs' Freak Mix is coming up as well. We're going to...
I need a sit down, lads.
Come on.
It's Friday.
What more do you want? Woo! FM104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM104, and we can now zoom into the home of Perry Edwards. Hello, Perry.
Hello.
Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. It's nice to talk to you just sat on my couch.
I very love chilled. It. I know. Literally, when the camera opened up, I went, oh, she's just chilling in her hoodie, comfy on her couch. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Keeping it real. And so we're going to talk about Forget About Us, which is, I nearly forgot the title of the song. Forget About Us. The video is amazing. You look brilliant.
Thank you.
And I love the freckles.
Aw,
I love
you so
them.
Much.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's the most natural I think I've ever been in a music video. Yeah, I was kind of embracing my natural freckles.
Not many people do that and it worked out brilliant. The video's class. Where is that house?
It was shot in Cape Town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was amazing. I've never been to Cape Town before and it was honestly incredible. It blew my mind. Like the white sand beaches and the house that we rented out was really cool. Yeah, it was just epic.
It looks like, you know, we call it a free gaff in Ireland.
Yes.
You know, when your parents are away and you're running amok in the house, that's what you're kind of running around the place, rolling around on couches, having fun.
That's kind of how it felt, to be fair.
Yeah.
One thing I want to talk to you about is, right, your debut album was written and recorded in what I hear was an unused dining room. In your house, which is mad. Yeah. I'm sure you could have had your pick of recording studios, but what made you want to do it at home?
Well, I'm a bit of a recluse. I don't like leaving the house unless I have to. Uh-huh. I'm just like that. I love being at home. I feel so safe and I feel like I'm the most creative when I'm at home, like when I'm at home with my family and my little boy around me. I just feel very relaxed. And then my fiance had an idea of building a studio in the house. So he was like, why don't you just build a studio in the house? Like, we've got a dining room that's never used. We'll just like set you up with the basics of what you need and then we can go from there. And I ended up doing my whole album here.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
It's better than a pub down the back, isn't it?
This is true. But also I think another thing that makes you so relatable, I hate leaving my house too.
Yeah.
And so I love it. It's like, why leave?
A lot of famous musicians and pop stars and famous people in general are quite shy and introverted in real life. I always wonder, why would you pick to be like an international pop star if you don't like leaving the house?
Do you know what? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think for me, I just always, you know, growing up, I wanted to be a singer. So I guess when I got in the girl band and Little Mix were like popping off, I don't think you fully know what you're getting yourself into when you start it.
Yeah.
So I think like I'm quite confident in interviews and like performing and singing and things like that. But me, like behind the scenes, I'm not that confident. So maybe it's just because singing's my bread and butter. It's where I like come to life, maybe.
Mm. I think it's, you know, sometimes people when you come on stage, when you're in front of a microphone, a different part of you comes out. And you're like, jazz hands. And then you kind of go, okay, back to my safe space on my couch.
Yeah, I think that is kind of what it's like. I'm giving Hannah Montana vibes.
I love it. I love it.
In this song, you mentioned stealing stuff from your ex's flat, right? And you're never going to give it back. I think there should be an amnesty for all the exes that hands back albums that you've got that never came back and clothes, hoodies or whatever it is. I mean, have you got any stuff that you nicked from exes that you think you should give back now?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things, but you gather a lot of belongings through a relationship, especially one that lasts a long time. Where would you start giving things back and exchanging things? I don't know if that would be logistically possible.
True.
Would it?
The
unless
effort.
You're like Rachel and Ross from Friends, and you've got a box stored in your room of all their stuff, which I do not have at all.
You're like, it's not, you're not getting it back. You're just not getting it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
I
next.
Think once an item of clothing's been claimed, it's been claimed. That's
I know. I think that's fair.
Sometimes it still bugs me, though. There'd be certain albums I go to play, and it's like, oh, no, no, you're one that has that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I might have it, I might have bought it again, but yeah. it still niggles.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Oh, I need to say, right, I am also a singer-songwriter, and I often have to warn my fiance when I've written a song about a previous person. I have to do damage control and say, by the way, this angry song, it's not about you, okay? It's about somebody else. So do you have to have that kind of conversation? Do you have to do damage control with your fiance, Alex, before these songs, before he gets a taster of the songs?
Yeah, there's a song that I wrote with Ray on the album, and it's about Alex. And he listened to it, and I didn't give him like any disclaimers or anything like that. I just played it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, right, see what he thinks. And he listened to it, and he was like, yeah, that's really cool. Like, it's really catchy, like, really whatever. And then I was like, but are you cool with the lyrics? Because I'm talking about like how annoying you can be.
Oh, dear.
Like, certain things. And he's like, what? And he doesn't listen to the lyric. Like, he listens to the song first and the melodies, and he listens to, like, the vibe. And then he'll pick up on the lyrics, like, the second or third listen, which I find really strange, because the first thing I do when I listen to a song is listen to the lyric.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But everyone's different. So he doesn't listen to it like that. Oh, let me listen again.
Who is the first person? Is it Alex that gets to hear it? Do you have a musical... You had somebody helping you along with this one, did you?
Yep, Ed Sheeran.
So did you have, was there anybody that you and Ed rang and said, check this out, what do you think of this? Or do you just trust each other's judgments?
I think it's more like my team. I think like the head of my label, I think as long as they're all thinking, yeah, this is a bop, this is a good vibe, then you know like you're in safe hands. And my family and friends, like I just get everyone to listen to everything, even if it's really rough at the start, just so they can kind of give me an idea if they think it's good or not.
I can imagine as well your girls, you know, Jade and Leanne would be, you know, very honest and, you know, feedback and stuff. Yeah. Who would be the giddiest out of the three of yous to kind of go, oh my God, have a listen to the song? Like, would you show each other your music before it was finished, when it's fully formed, or like, you know, in the stages? Like, who would be the giddiest to show off?
Ooh, oh, I don't know. I think we're all very like, I think when it comes to like, partners and close friends and family and stuff, you can play something rough and be like, don't judge it because it's rough. But then a lot of the time, I think it's almost like, you know, an artist when they're like, oh, it's never ready, like my art's never finished, it's never ready for people to see. That's sometimes how you can feel about your music.
Yeah.
So I feel like even when it was finished, I'd be like, don't judge it because it isn't mixed yet, or I still need to add like ad libs, and I'd be constantly like explaining it to everyone, like, don't judge it yet because it's not finished. And then even when it was finished, I'm like, oh, I get really scared like playing it to everybody. But I don't know, I think it's because I'm a perfectionist as well, so I don't know.
And did you leave the house to go and work with Ed, or was that done, were you sending each other Zooms like this?
I didn't, it was Zoom.
Brilliant.
I love it.
We like FaceTimed a few times, and then we did a Zoom session with the writers. And then that was it. It was all kind of done from the house. So again, I didn't really have to leave until
that's handy, isn't it? That's very handy.
As well, I hear that you had to change, you had to broach the topic with Ed Sheeran of going, see that lyric you wrote there? Can I change that? How did you approach that conversation?
Oh, he was amazing. Like, he was so sweet. And I was just really honest with him. And I said, look, I love the song, I love the melodies, but conceptually it's like kind of in a direction that I don't really feel comfortable at being in. Because it was very on the nose. It was like, the thing is with music is the most simple tweaks here or there lyrically can make all the difference to the concept of the song. So I just said, would you feel comfortable if I tweaked little bits and made it a bit more like kind of I'm in the present and I'm very happy and secure in my life and my relationship, and I'm like engaged to be married with a 2-year-old. I've never been happier, but I'd like to obviously never be forgotten about. And I think it's okay to kind of look back on experiences because it makes you who you are now. So those were the building blocks of who I am in this present day. And I also said to Ed, like, I'm not going to just change one or two lyrics and then demand a credit on the song, because that gives me the ick. I don't like it when like artists do that with songwriters and things like that. So I just said, I'll tweak it and then see how you feel about it. And then he was so lovely and supportive, and he just said, I want you to take full ownership in it.
I love how you've got co-writing with Ed Sheeran. You mentioned Ray as well, who we are huge fans of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you able, are you able to say who else you've co-written, like you've teamed up with for this?
Yeah, there's been loads of people. I've been so lucky to work with such amazing songwriters, producers. Joy Anonymous, who I absolutely adore. Just so many people. There's not one person I was kind of plonked in a room with and had a session with that I felt either uncomfortable with or not creative with. Like every single person who's credited on my album are just 10 out of 10 humans. Like they're the best.
This is going to be a banger of an album, isn't it? It's going to be great. When are we going to see you in Ireland for your Irish fans?
Yes.
They can't wait to see a Perry Edwards show. Come on, when are you playing?
I love the Irish fans. I don't know, hopefully soon. Like there's, you know, you lot are the best to perform to. Like
correct.
You're actually wild, but in the best way possible. It's everything you want as a performer. So I can't wait to get back to Ireland. Can't wait to get back to see my fans, perform and get some brown bread ice cream.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Murphy's. Yes. Brown bread ice cream. You can't beat it. Murphy's for the ice cream.
Brilliant.
It's the best ice cream place ever.
Woman after my own heart.
There you go. Big excellent. Time. Well, listen, best of luck with the new song, Forget About Us. And it's been lovely to talk to you, Perry Edwards. Continued success. And we look forward to your next adventures.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
FM 104, giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new cheap Avenger. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere. Let's go take a ride
in the car. You go to our locations. Today it's in the Omni. We're there from now till 3.
Nine till three. Yes.
You get in the back of the car. Our team are there. They'll do a little video with you. And then that video, the audio of that video will be used for you to hear yourself on FM 104, and that's all you have to do. If you hear yourself and you contact us within the amount of time, you'll be in the final.
And if you want to find out more of our locations, head over to fm104.ie/jeep for all of the details of where we're going for the rest of the week.
Over the weekend, we were in Swords Pavilions on Saturday and the Blanchestown Centre yesterday. So we're going proper north side now for the rest of the week. Keep an eye out for it.
So, do we have any clues?
We do.
Okay, Crossy, hit.
I'll go the first line.
Go first one.
This person entered on Saturday at the Swords Pavilion.
This person is from Swords.
Oh.
And had a lovely pair of sunglasses on.
It was a very sunny day, so a lot of them may have had sunglasses.
Yes. If you think this is you, or if you think you know who this is, WhatsApp 087-6797-104. We have to get a hold of you before 9 a.m. Otherwise, we have to look for another qualifier.
More clues to come in the next couple of minutes.
Simple as that. And Instagram, will we do the double bubble? Let's find out next.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's Inst 2 Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
We can now go to Coolock. And who are we speaking to?
We're going to Josh this morning. Morning, Josh.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're very good. That's a very good quality. Are you in your car?
Yeah.
Just as you said that, it just kind of cut out. It's okay, Josh.
Josh, who do you support? You're out watching the football yesterday.
I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh, God. Okay. Get it out of your system there, Josh. Come on. I can take it.
Listen, I've learned over the years not to be too big-headed yet. When nothing's over, there's still football to play.
That's true.
3-2. Okay. Look.
It's always a big one. I have a lot of Arsenal friends, believe it or not, and they love.
They have a massive contingent, don't they?
Well, they love these mornings because, like, whenever I'm just waiting for the phone calls. Right, we're going to get down to business. We got 10 questions. You can pass on them. We'll come back to them if you have time. And 60 seconds, have to accept your first answer. Are you ready, Josh?
I am indeed, yep.
And you're an Arsenal fan, so
3-2.
Best of luck. 3-2-1. 3-2-1. What food was Winnie the Pooh mad into?
Honey.
What company's logo is nicknamed the Golden Arches?
McDonald's.
In which country is Aberdeen?
Scotland.
The sun sets where, in the east or in the west?
In the west.
True or false, Megan Fox used to work at a smoothie shop dressed as a banana?
True.
In which country is Mount Etna?
Italy.
In golf, how many below par is an eagle?
Two.
In Gaelic games, 210 is how many points in total?
16.
Where is the Love was a 2003 hit for Justin Timberlake and what band?
Black Eyed Peas.
And in the TV show Friends, what was Janice's catchphrase?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Chandler Bing, my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
She was great, wasn't she?
She was great. And do you know, right, lads, this is a really cool thing.
What?
She does Cameo. You know that thing with the celebrities?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How much?
And most of that dollar for the Cameo goes to charity.
Ah, she's good.
Stop. No,
she's
way.
A good soul, that one.
Oh, we like her even more then.
Anyway, Josh, let's get back to you. Josh and Coolock, the weather's not too good there. Big fan, Arsenal fan. What food was Winnie the Pooh mad about? Honey, correct and right. What company's logo was nicknamed the Golden Arches? McDonald's, 2 out of 2. In what country is Aberdeen? It's in Scotland. The sun sets where? In the east or in the west? I wouldn't have got this one. You got it correct though, it's in the west. And number 5, true or false? Megan Fox used to work at a smoothie shop dressed as a banana. I would have said false, you said true, and you were correct.
That is so mad. Good start. Okay.
Good start.
Question 6. In what country is Mount Etna? You said Italy.
Yeah, it's part of Sicily.
That was correct. Yeah. Yes. Okay. In golf, how many below par is an eagle? 2 under par. You said 2. We accept?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So 7 out of 7, Josh. Okay, we're doing well.
How are you feeling right now, Josh? Are you feeling a bit nervous?
The heart is beating just a little bit extra, yeah.
Okay, next one. In Gaelic games, 210 is how many points in total? 16. You got that right. Okay. That's 8 out of 8. Where is the Love was a hit for Justin Timberlake and what band? You said Black Eyed Peas.
Was Justin Timberlake in that?
Oh, yeah.
What was he doing there?
He was kind of like... He was
Oh my God, he's a
background person. Yeah, you might think it's Fergie, but it's actually him.
You learn something new every day. We're prolonging your pain,
beautiful,
Josh.
Jim. Okay, sorry, Josh. The answer was Black Eyed Peas. You got that right, Josh. So 9 out of 9. Okay. In the TV show Friends, what was Janice's catchphrase?
In the count of three, everyone, we're all going to do it.
Oh my God! You won, Josh!
Josh, we
you
have won. Two oh winners in a row, Josh. You just won 2,000 euro, man.
Guys, what? You have no idea. That is the best news ever.
Why? Why do you need it so much? Because everything's really expensive?
Pretty much, yeah. We're trying to save for a mortgage and all that kind of stuff, you know, the adult stuff that no one likes to talk about. So absolutely. It's good news.
Fair and play. Josh is tough out there at the minute. $2,000. I'm delighted you've won it. Congratulations.
Going to be safe in your bank account, Josh. Well done.
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Wow.
Will you do something nice with it as well? I know you have to save some bits for the mortgage, but do something,
mini celebration. Needed.
A weekend away or just go down to the pub and have a dinner or something like that.
Yeah, we absolutely will.
Josh, enjoy that. Do you want to say hello to anybody that you're going to share this money with?
I don't think my girlfriend's awake yet, but I'll say hello to her because me and her typically listen to this every morning together. So she'll be sick now. She slept in the one morning that this
happened.
What's
her name? She can hear it on the podcast. Hello on the podcast. What's her name?
Her name is Amber.
Amber.
Someone's just said, can Arsenal follow suit and win away?
Let's hope so.
Stop reminding me about Arsenal. I'm trying to be happy for the guy. Okay, listen, Josh, enjoy the money. Well done, man. You did.
Thank you so much.
Go and celebrate with Amber.
We have another Coolock winner.
Another one.
Oh, yeah.
Coolock and Rahini.
Something in the water there. Josh, well done. We've had two winners on FM4's Inst 2 Grand in a row. That's $4,000.
Goes to you.
You get two grand.
Can someone call an ambulance for accounts department? We have to tell them we've given away another $2,000.
FM 104. Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek brand new cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
We're looking for some more finalists this week on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104, and there's loads of other ways to win if you check our socials for more details there. But at the moment, we're looking for somebody who got in the car at Omni.
So in Swords Pavilion on Saturday, okay, this person entered Saturday Swords Pavilion. This person is also from Swords and had a lovely pair of sunglasses on. And then the other clue we just gave you was they also had a little helper who picked the colour lake. So I can confirm that this person has not gotten in touch with us yet.
And it's a girl.
Yes.
Well, it's a girl, and here's what she sounds like.
My name is Sarah Daly and we're from Swords and we'd like the colour
lake,
please.
Good choice. Okay, so Sarah Daly from Swords, little helper with her there. They chose the colour lake on the Jeep Avenger, which is gorgeous.
Kind of like a bluey sky, well, a lake
colour. Eggshelly.
It's a lake colour.
Yeah.
If you know Sarah Daly, 087-679-7104, or even just call her yourself and tell us we're looking for her. She's about 21 minutes before we pick someone else.
Come on, Sarah. 087-679-7104. If you know her, get in contact with her. Get her to WhatsApp us right now. So, girls, here's a question I asked Zainab off air. And Crossy, you would be no stranger to an old Insta post of yourself as well.
Do you like a photo?
You do like a photo. So here's the question. And listeners, see, your profile pictures come in, and so many of you have lovely pictures of yourselves. Why do you take pictures of yourselves in the toilet? Right? So your profile picture, and you use it. So, like, I understand the mirrors, and I understand the good lighting.
Yes.
And you're all dolled up and you're in the room, probably with your friend. But why do you have the toilet doors behind you?
See, I love when you first asked me, when you were like, why do girls take pictures of themselves in the toilet? I was immediately thinking of Kourtney Kardashian's picture that your man trapped.
Oh, no, we're talking about
But so, we're talking about the picture. So I was saying to you, I think the reason why we take pictures in the bathroom is because, so sometimes I'd forget to take a picture before I'd leave my house. Also, sometimes the long mirror in my house, the backdrop is an absolute chaotic scene of me throwing clothes everywhere.
Yes.
And it makes my house look messy.
Understand.
So I will go into like a restaurant bathroom or a nightclub bathroom, and then I'm like, perfect, I'll get my picture of my outfit. There you go, put to stories. Bing bang bong.
So this is the thing, it's the background. So all the pictures are great. All the girls look great.
Yes.
Right? You're all on
dolled up. All look lovely.
You're all lovely. I've no problem with anything. And the pictures looks great, and I understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's just the background is cubicle doors, and that's not as glamorous. So my idea is,
okay,
if you're designing a bathroom, I know some places do this already, but if you're designing a bathroom, you should design it with one mirror with a backdrop that's all glamorous looking.
That's a good shout.
With the name of your restaurant or bar in mirror language. So when they take the pictures, it comes out with like, so you're branding all these lovely glamorous pictures of beautiful girls.
Yeah, that's actually a fair
point. Instead of Jack's doors. So redesign.
I know, but I recently, I went to a wedding and I was like, oh my God, I didn't get a picture of my dress. I haven't gotten any photos. So I went into the bathroom. There was nobody in the bathroom. All the cubicle doors wide open. So I moved a few things, closed all the cubicle doors and was like, perfect. Snap my picture. Like, you have to, sometimes you have to go closing all those doors for yourself.
Yeah.
So that would be very handy if they could put the mirror in the right
Place.
There has to be some places in Dublin. There has to be some toilets in Dublin that are good toilets that people will go, ah, that's a great toilet for a photograph.
Yeah,
so there's places that I've been to, and they will recommend online where the best places are to get your shot in, say, a restaurant. They'll say, sit at the table in the window or sit over by the bar.
Oh.
That's where the best light is. So if you're looking for if you're looking to Instagram everything you do in your whole life,
yeah,
this is the best place to do it.
Right? It gives you specific.
I'm trying to think of Dublin ones. Yeah. Is there any that's not bad? Like, I would presume the likes of 37 Dawson Street would have nice bright lights.
I'd say they would. Yeah, those Dawson Street places, like Cafe On Seine, they have nice bathrooms. Yes. They have a long. They actually, I think they have a long mirror, but I think the back of it is the sinks.
See, this is the thing. You just need to aim the nice mirror at something else.
Town in Leixlip, someone said. I actually gigged there before and it's very fancy, so I would presume the Jacks are the exact same.
Or, it's because so many pictures come in that we've seen of you listeners, right? So you're either standing in front of a door or you're standing in front of cubicle doors, right?
Yes.
Just highlight yourself. It's very easy now on iPhones.
Oh, we had to do the sticker.
Just take yourself out as a sticker and stick yourself onto a better background. Or get rid of the Jacks. Just lose the Jacks.
I think all our minds are blown by it, and there's more coming in now. Harry's on the Green, great toilet selfies.
Great toilet selfies, well done, Harry on the Green. Where is the best toilet selfie in Dublin, please?
Gemma has said the Pink Restaurant. They have good.
Oh, that's up by South William Street. Yes. So, you know, if you're in Metro Cafe.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's so pink and full of flowers on the front.
So they have an option as opposed to cubicle doors.
Now, this one I'm very surprised by, right?
Yeah.
K67 out in Swords. Mm. Apparently, really good place for toilet selfies, and they have double toilets.
Yeah, so if two girls want to do a little wee and have a chat.
That's mad.
Yeah,
no taking turns.
They're in the same cubicle. Then.
Yeah,
they're in the same cubicle. Like they're opposite each, so they're not two toilets. They're facing each other.
They're side by side.
If you're good friends with your friends, you're good friends.
That is gas.
The living room as well. Someone said Camden for toilets. That's the old palace, I would presume.
Yes.
They have screens, right? They have screens the size of a Dublin bus. So if you're going to see sport shows, any sport game that they're playing, like it's honestly the size of a Dublin bus.
Because I just thought it was a nightclub. Actually, I was walking past there at about midnight on Saturday night, right? And there was a guard outside saying to a girl, they're not going to let you in. Like, they're not going to let you in. And I was expecting to turn around and see her being like, no, she was just going in with a bag of chips.
Oh, no.
He was like, they're not going to let you in with that. And she was like, but I'm starving.
There is no talking to some people.
Eat your chips,
Nengo. Oh, my God.
Tan and Leeks was coming in a couple of times, and somebody says they have angel wings as the backdrop. So that's pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah.
And then a big little shout out to Right Venue.
Yeah.
Remember Right Venue days? Yeah. RIP,
oh
Right Venue.
Oh, my God. Yes.
The toilet, I don't remember the toilets there. I remember the thrones.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, they had, the thrones at the top of the stairs.
And everyone would take the pictures there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd know where it was. So restaurants, I'm telling you, this is what you need to do. You need to have a place.
Crossy, is your WhatsApp picture currently the throne?
Everyone thinks
venue?
My WhatsApp picture is
the Game of Thrones, isn't it?
No, do you know what my WhatsApp picture is? Taylor Swift played Crow Park a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we were invited to meet and greet her. And all the thrones were in that area. So that's how old my WhatsApp photograph is. People think it's the Right Venue.
I thought it was the Right Venue.
Taylor Swift.
I thought it was up in Belfast.
No, Taylor Swift. Meet and greet. So this is wild. We've been looking for a Sarah Daly in Swords over the last couple of minutes. We played her audio note. She could be a finalist for the Jeep Avenger. But we've just found out that we don't just have one Sarah Daly. There's a lot of Sarah Daly's in Swords. Listen to this. Hi, FM 104. My phone is hopping. I'm Sarah Daly from Swords, but I wasn't talking to anyone yesterday. If you want to give me the prize, though, I'm all for it.
No.
All Sarah Daly's.
T's and C's.
Yeah.
FM 104. Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek brand new Jeep Avenger.
Let's go.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Let's ring the other Sarah Daly. Hello, Sarah Daly.
Hello,
Sarah Daly in Swords. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good.
So you are Sarah Jane Daly, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Sarah, can you take us off loudspeaker there for 2 seconds?
Sorry.
There we go. Brilliant. Okay, so
I hear you nice and clear now.
You like the Lake Jeep Avenger colour, yeah?
I did, yes.
And you also have very nice sunglasses, apparently.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, who was your little helper that helped you pick out the Jeep Avenger Lake?
That was my son, Frankie. He's here with me now. We're just walking to the school in the rain, aren't we? Yeah.
Fair play, Frankie.
Did you have many people ringing you saying that your name's on the radio?
Oh my God, 100 people ringing, texting me. I'm cutting them all off saying I was waiting to hear back.
Excellent. Well, now you are a finalist. Our final will happen next week. And you are one of the finalists now. So you're one step closer to winning that unbelievable prize of a Jeep Avenger.
Oh my God, thanks so much. I'm delighted.
So Sarah, if you won this now, what would it mean to you winning a brand new Jeep Avenger?
Oh, you wouldn't believe, my car just died on Saturday, so we're literally walking in the rain to the school here. So yeah.
Wow.
So it would be great timing.
Every story is different, isn't it? Like there's like there was a leaky car last week. There's a broken down car. There's a you know somebody who's on a scooter. Yeah. They don't have a car at all. So look, best of luck in the final, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thanks so much.
See you, Sarah Jane. Bye, Frankie.
Bye.
See you, Frankie.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Russell T Davies has given us a sneak peek at what fans can expect from the new Doctor Who series. Now, I keep telling people about this. I think I met Russell T Davies in a lift.
What do you mean? How do you not know?
I think he used to work in our old building.
Oh.
But before he was famous.
So that you only thought that?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Jim, I've told so many that story as a matter of
fact. No, it is. He came on as an interview. He came on.
It was him. Okay, we're fine.
But he wasn't famous. He hadn't written Doctor Who yet, and he hadn't written all the other big hit TV shows he's done.
And he works in Bank of Ireland.
I met him in a lift, and he said
he worked in Bank of Ireland.
I don't know if he worked in Bank of Ireland, but he worked somewhere in that. He's a writer.
That's the story I tell people.
I don't know if he worked in Bank of Ireland.
Well, it's fact according to Crosby.
That's a good story, though.
Start in outer space on a space station called the Baby Station because it's full of babies. And from that, when we go to the Beatles in 1963, and really that's just the first week. I'm not going to give away too much, but sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's a thriller, sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's a chase, sometimes it's horror. So every week a different story led by Shooty and Millie, the new Doctor and the new companion, who were just so gorgeous.
They're time traveling. So I saw a trailer for it. Doctor Who and his companion they're hanging out with the Beatles. Tubridy's going to drop his bestseller when he sees this.
He's going to love this. He's going to love this.
He really is.
Just on the back of you saying you met Russell T Davies, or you think it was, I met someone last week in a chemist in Dublin, and it is going to blow everyone's mind. And I only found out yesterday it was the person who I thought it was.
Whoa.
I saw someone who was A-list Hollywood. I'm not going to say where it was in case she doesn't want people to know, but okay. I'll tell you who it was at 10 past 9.
Were you talking to them?
No, I just went, there's your one. No, it's not her. And then all of a sudden I'm on TikTok yesterday and I see that she's here.
Oh no, Crossy sent me a voice note. I can't believe.
That's a clue.
Yeah. That's a clue.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, sorry, before we go, I need to tell you, Rihanna, right? Mm. She was doing stuff for her Fenty brand, and she is a huge reality show fan. Like, we're talking Bravo, so all of the series. So when you slag me off, just think, Rihanna likes what I like too.
Who's slagging you off?
He's always her.
They're great shows.
They're my Real Housewives and my Below Deck. He's always have a go.
I don't have a go. It's just like, you know, somebody has to watch that stuff, and it's you.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Crossy is making a lot of people late for work.
Yes.
With the suspense of who he met the other day.
Is it the American?
I don't know. I think they're American. So last Wednesday, I had to go to the doctor and then I had to get a little prescription afterwards. And my usual doctor where I live went in to get it and the chemists were like, we don't have what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to drive about 20 minutes to go to a different chemist.
The big
so,
joke people didn't say, I went to the doctor and said I was a strawberry and he said, I have a cream for that.
Hey. Yeah. That's a good one. Keep that one for later.
I'm surprised you haven't heard it. Go on.
So anyway, I had to drive a bit away from my own area to get this prescription. So you kind of know when you go into a chemist sometimes and they don't have something ready. Like, where do you go? What
I know,
do you
you're
do?
Just lurking at the shelves and you're kind of like, oh, what is
and
this?
And that's what I did. Yeah. I lurked at the shelves. And then I went into, you know, the part of the shelves where they're extracurricular stuff, you know?
I know, when you go, and you feel really awkward. You go, oh, I need to get out of this.
I got so awkward, right? So I ended up sitting on a chair, which was beside. Am I giving a good picture to this?
You are, yeah. It's Crossy. It's Crossy hanging around by the bits and bobs.
The bits and bobs, yeah. And then I sat down at a seat and I saw a girl and she's about 4'9". Like, she's tiny. And she wore a hat, like a big type of baseball cap.
Oh, yes.
And she was kind of covering her forehead. You know, one of these people when they're... You know when people go to Dublin Airport and they think they're famous and they bring the hats down so you can't see their eyes?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, sorry, love, you're working, you know, you're not famous.
Yeah.
This girl was doing that.
Yeah.
And she'd baggy clothes and she had a... like a little trolley thing on her arm. So she was buying stuff, buying loads of bits.
A little trolley? You mean a basket?
A basket. She was buying loads of bits, okay. And she was walking around. So I was there for 15 minutes. She was there before I arrived, mm-hmm. and she was still there when I was leaving. So anyway, I get me bits, say good thanks very much to the girl, and I'm walking out and I'm going, oh my God, that looks like the person who I thought it was. I was like, what? There's no way she is in this chemist in the middle of Dublin buying bits and bobs. So I kept walking, went home, said it to Aaron. I was like, do you know who I saw today? Do you ever know people who look like someone? I was like, I saw a girl who looks like such and such. So I'm on the couch yesterday on TikTok and some fella's filming going, did you see they're shooting Wednesday, the Netflix show, in Dublin? And they're filming it outside the Mason. They're filming it across the road where the Indeed is.
No.
That's mad.
And I just turned around and I was like, they're filming Wednesday, which means Jenna Ortega is Wednesday Adams. And she was the girl that I'd seen.
With the baseball cap. And she's only small. Yeah, she's only tiny, isn't she?
Yeah. So that's who Crossy was just...
Wow.
I'm not a bothering her. Just, you know, walking around buying her bits or Isle of Ule and all
you
that.
You would not expect her, of all people. Like A-list. A-list. I mean, what was in her basket? I want to know. Did
there
you see?
There was... no, I didn't. I just was stopped by her striking.
I don't think you can reveal what's in people's baskets.
No,
the chemist.
Oh, I want to know.
And I don't want to say what chemist it was because, you know, in case she's living around that
vitamins,
area.
Vitamins, I'd say.
I just want to know what kind of toothpaste she uses. She's very white, nice,
very
white
nice.
Teeth. You know?
It's come in a few times that people have said that they've spotted her, which means then the Catherine Zeta-Jones is also around the area because isn't she in Wednesday?
Oh, she
like, that's one of the biggest things on Netflix.
So yeah, who else huge. Is in...
There's huge there.
Christina Ritchie's in this as well.
I guess Christina Ritchie.
And she's in the same ballpark as her because
she's class.
She play Wednesday Adams
before?
Yes,
she's class.
She's the original, yeah.
She's brilliant.
So on Friday, actually, when we were driving out of here, heading home, I saw loads of the trailer parks, you know, the foodie vans all around the Mason. I was like, oh, the market must be down here now.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It's the market for
the
film set.
Feeding the crew.
Feeding the crew.
Excellent.
So, lads, this is huge.
Like, I can't believe that.
Are they still around? They're gone.
No, they're still here. They've only just started.
I thought that she was just here for a holiday and that's why you just happened to see her. I didn't realise they were actually shooting Wednesday because you wouldn't think they'd be filming it in Ireland.
And there's so much building on around here, it'd be hard to shoot a movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or I thought that as well.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well,
I'm looking at people going, I can't believe it. And someone said her niece saw her yesterday in a pub in Dublin. So it is her. So she is rocking around.
That's a big spot.
That is so mad. That is cool.
That's A-list. Well done. Okay.
Did you meet her? No, I just walked past her.
Walked past her.
There's your one.
There's this fella hanging around all the bits and bobs. He was very strange.